Okay, we're continuing in the Drusha Saran. We're in the Drush Hachi'i, the ninth Drusha, in the Masada of Cooks. We're on page Shin Mem Aleph. Okay, so we left off last time talking about a somewhat esoteric idea that to get, for the Bnei Yisrael to get Nevuah, or anyone to get Nevuah, so they can't just jump to it because people are physical and you need a notch up before you could have this idea of connecting to Hashem. So depending on how high of a spiritual level you're on, you'll need less things to get you there. But so Moshe Rabbeinu, who was on the highest level, so the Ran says, it always says either Hashem spoke to him directly with nothing in between, or maybe an Anan, because the Torah always says that Hashem spoke to Moshe and the Amud Anan was there, so there was this cloud there, but that was it. Whereas the Bnei Yisrael at Maimon Har Sinai, when the Jews came to get the Torah, so when Hashem was going to give them the Torah, it says there was this fire going up to the sky, and there was Choshech Anan Va'Rafel. So there was more there. They needed more, something more physical there to notch them up, so that they could get the Nevuah they needed to get what they needed to get from Har Sinai, to get the Torah and to get Nevuah from Hashem directly. So the regular Jews, they needed more to notch up there. So they needed this more physical, thick, more megushim, we call more physical thing called Choshech Anan Va'Rafel. Again, we don't know exactly what these things are, but the point the Ran is just trying to say is that the more physical you are, the more things you need to notch up to be able to get Nevuah. And certainly a high-level Nevuah like they got at Har Sinai. So the Ran continues, V'zeo pir shamikra etzli, and this is how I understand the pasuk of Masha Amar, what Hashem said, again, at Maimon Har Sinai, Hayam Hashem Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hine anochi ba ilecha b'avha anan, I'm coming to you in the thickness of the cloud. It's a thick cloud. B'avor yishma'am b'dabi imach v'gam b'cha yaminu le'olam. So that the people should hear, the regular Jews should hear when I speak to you, and they will believe in you forever. So the Ran says this is exactly what he's been talking about. Perusho kachu, this is what it means. Hashem is baruch hayim misnatzel in Moshe, sh'ayboi lov b'nevu azu b'emtoi av kol kach. Hashem is explaining himself as if Kaviyachal Hashem needs to excuse himself to Moshe, because Hashem came to Moshe in this av ha'anan, a very thick cloud. Apparently Moshe was not used to getting his nevuahs in a thick cloud. Moshe was on a very, very high level. He didn't need a thick cloud. So Hashem was pointing out, I know it's a thick cloud. It's because ba'avur yishma ha'am. It's so that the people should hear. It's because I'm giving now this Maimon Har Sinai. I want the people to get nevuah. Therefore, I need this thick cloud. So kemoshahara omro ba'avanan. That's why Hashem said the thickness of the cloud. Hashem didn't say, I'm coming to you in a cloud. Hashem said, I'm coming to you in a thick cloud. Shemora al ovi ha'ananasahu. It's highlighting the thickness of the cloud. This is the same as the choshech anan arafel that was described earlier, that when Hashem needed to give the Nevuah to the whole Bnei Yisrael, he needed this choshech anan varafel, this more thick idea. For Amr, and Hashem was saying, Moshe, this is not because Moshe needs a thick cloud. It's because Hashem wanted to give the Jewish people, the whole Jewish people, the zchus to hear Hashem speaking. The only way the Jews, regular Jews, could get this is with this thick intermediary, this more physical thing. And Hashem said, besides that, Hashem wanted to give them this chus that they should hear him. There's also going to be something fantastic that will come from that, besides that the Jews in that generation will hear Hashem's word. Also, besides that, the Jewish people will know Hashem talked to them, and there's a Hashem, and he gave them the Torah. They'll also know that Moshe is the real prophet, right? That's also a big part of Maimon Har Sinai. Besides that, we know that Hashem was speaking to us and gave us the Torah. We know that Moshe is Hashem's prophet because it was a nevuah with Moshe. Because right, Moshe got the rest of the Torah. Gave over the rest of the Dibros to Bnei Israel and the rest of the Torah. And they were part of the same Nevuah. Lafika Achizir b'parshazu, therefore, it says in this parsha, v'maraki shamar l'cha shmar na'afshcha mod pendishkach ez advarim mashor reyenecha. So therefore, the Torah tells you, remember, don't forget what happened at Har Sinai. Never forget, Bnei Shammai b'dahu ma'ameis emunas ha-Torah shizilo yishar bo safik klal. Because the Maimon Har Sinai is the one that makes it that there's no doubt at all to us that Hashem Hu Elokim and the Torah is true, and that there can't be any doubt left at all now. Therefore, that's why Hashem had to set up this whole thing, because like the Rambam says, that if after Yetzias Mitzrayim, all the miracles in Yetzias Mitzrayim, maybe somebody could have come up with some way of figuring out, oh, really, the miracle's going to happen. A person could have had a little bit of doubt in his mind, even after he saw the miracles of Mitzrayim, because he never spoke to God. But at Maimon Har Sinai, Hashem spoke to everybody. There's no more doubt after that. Hashem said so. You heard it directly from Hashem, and you know Moshe is the prophet of Hashem. Moshe is the one who's supposed to say over what Hashem says, because Hashem told us so. He spoke to us directly, and we shared a nevuah with Moshe, so that's how we know that for sure the Torah came from Hashem. Moshe is Hashem's prophet, and that's why Shavuos is the most essential holiday for true emunah in Hashem, because that's where all any doubt that could be is gone. This is where Shavuos is the holiday we remember, where Hashem is the one who the story of Har Sinai, and that Hashem gave us the Torah, and with that we have full emunah of Hashem that leaves no room for doubt. Okay, Aval Mikal Makom Avur V'Nigla. Anyway, says Ran, you see from here, Shem B'Dvar Machomrim Amishutafim B'Mahus Yichuyev Shiyu Mitzoyim Rabim. It's clear from here that we know for things to connect in the physical world, where they don't share any way they can get together, just as an example I gave last week, if you have thick string and thick metal string, or thin metal string or rods, if you want to get them to stay together, you got to go slowly, slowly. Take a thin metal string and get something a little thicker, then a little thicker, a little thicker, then they can stay together. If you jump from one to the most, from a thin metal string to a large beam, they don't go together. Anyway, so he says in physical things, you have to notch up to get there. Certainly, the idea of a physical person connecting to God, we don't have anything, we don't share anything with Hashem. So to notch up there, I mean, we have a neshama, we can connect to God, to notch up to talking to Hashem, we need many things in between that we could even get Hashem's, to get Hashem's nevuah, or to get even on the spiritual level to receive nevuah. Therefore, Hashem commanded us to have a mishkan, and the Beis HaMikdash, and the Karbanos, and the things we use in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Shehem nosim hachanos leguf mitzdayer b'ritzon Hashem Yisbarach. Because those help carry this creation that Hashem created. Shezeh tikrenu amud anan. This is the amud anan, right? We know, we've just been talking about, there's this cloud, and Hashem wants to talk to Jewish people, so the thing, the in-between that we could talk to from Hashem is this anan. And it only appears in the Beis HaMikdash, usually. O'esh, O'eze, Shem Shetirza, whatever the name the Torah gives, Ha'guf Ha'hum, it's Dar B'Son Hashem Yisbarach, this physical thing that Hashem makes when Hashem wants to talk to Jewish people, makes this cloud or this fire. Lo Derech Sidur TV, this is not a, doesn't work in a physical way, Aval Derech Sidur Nodel Hashem Yisbarach Levad, for whatever reason, when you do the Mishkan and the Mikdash, so this cloud comes. Magia Sidur Hua Yide Achanas HaMikdash V'Kelev Karbanosav Al Derech Sidur Acher Nelem Imenu. Again, through bringing Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, it makes this cloud come. Or some other way it works. V'Haguf Ahu Asher Hu Guf Be'emes. So this physical thing, the cloud was physical. You could see it with physical eyes. There was a cloud hovering over the Mishkan, says the Ran. So Nosei O Mishkan Letzura Yosir Yikarim Od Mi'atzura HaMudbaz Banu. So that connects us to the other tzura that's more lofty. So through that gradation up, that's how we're able to get nevuah from this this cloud, physical cloud. And that through that connects us to even the higher level tzura, and that's the way it works. Okay, again, all this stuff is a little above, the physical world and what we can relate to so much, but that's what the Ran says. Okay, now the Ran gets back to something, to what he spoke to originally, that a tzibur, a large group of Jews, is more important than even a very great individual. So the Ran says, "V'yadua sh'anivra asher kivin bo ha'ashpa, yesha sh'imotzi mashpia, im lo yimotzi mishmarim l'kabel ha'shafahu." So now the Ran, again, is going to be a little bit on the esoteric side, But this Anan, this cloud, right? So it wants to give. It cannot. It's on whatever level it is, and it can't give a hashpa. It can't give off the nevuah, the what it's supposed to be a conduit for, if the person is not fitting to get it. Like you have to. If Hashem's talking to you directly, the Ran told us before, Hashem could do what he wants. But when we're using an intermediary, so in order to connect to the Anan, you have to prepare yourself. You can't just come in, right? Before Har Sinai, we had the Shloshes Me'agbala. You have to prepare yourself spiritually to be able to connect to Nevuah. And then, if you're on a high level, you can connect through the Anan, or whoever it was, to get Nevuah from Hashem. But you have to be able to connect to this thing. So you have to be fitting for that. And since everybody's different, everybody has some mitzvahs that they're better about and some things they're less good about. And same with Averus. Different people are different. It could be you could have a very holy person in the generation who's not absolutely perfect in a certain thing and some regular guy who happens to be perfect in a certain thing. As an example, right? Esav is supposed to be very good at Kibud Avim. It sounds like, as far as I understand, even better than Yaakov. So if that's the case, you could have, another point is, you could have a very holy person who's holy in all ways, but may not be super amazing in a specific thing, where some guy who's not great in a lot of things may be very good in that thing. The mashpia, b'mashu mashpia, and when you're talking about the thing, this cloud or whatever it is that's supposed to be giving off its hashpa, its spirituality to the things it's connecting to. The way to make it work properly, and the way Hashem would want this Anan to work, is that whatever it's capable of giving off, it gives off. And then in the bracket says, for this thing giving off the cloud that gives off its spirituality, it has to be that he matzi mikabli hashpa kol ma shebekochel hashpia. It has to be that everyone can accept, that it has to be able to, there have to be people who can receive what this mashpia wants to give. Basically, again, this is a very technical terms here, or esoteric terms, but the idea is, if you want to have someone who, I mean, he's going to give an example in a second, but basically, if you imagine if someone knows all about physics and biology and chemistry, so for that person to reach their shleimus, they have to have a classroom of students who can appreciate biology, physics, and chemistry. So, but you don't need all the students in the class to be able to understand biology, chemistry, and physics. You need just some people in the class who understand biology, some people who understand chemistry, and some people who understand physics. Then the teacher, when he gives his lecture that covers biology, physics, and chemistry, will have given off his full level of knowledge. It'll be a shalim, a perfect shir, because at least there were people in the room who appreciated everything he said. Maybe not every person appreciated every word, but at least someone appreciated something. That's what we're trying to get to. That's why where this is headed, that the Ran says you're going to need so many. It's having a lot of Jews is better than even having one special tzaddik, because when you have a room full of tons of people, so then different people have different strengths, and then they can receive things that even one individual great tzaddik couldn't receive, because in that specific area he's not so perfect as this guy. So if you want to have the perfect mashpia, which Hashem would want, that this, however Hashem is transmitting this shefa, that it comes through someone that can give it over perfectly, so you need to have a ton of Jews around so that the hashpa can find its source with someone at least. So now the Ran gives an example. Let's say you have a great rabbi who knows all kinds of, he knows Kol HaTorah, he knows everything. So let's say he knows all the 13 midos that the Torah is Nidreshes Ben. He knows everything, all the different ways to learn. For this teacher to reach his shleimus, he needs to have a student body that can understand all the Yud Gimel Midos. Even if you have some really smart students that can even grasp 10 out of the 13 Midos, and they'll understand 10 out of 13 of the Shir. Im kol zeh adayinu chatzim mitzad shu mashpia, im lo yuchel lashpia min kulam kol adrachim ha-midos yerushalem behem. Still, if the Rav has 13 to give over, and even the bright guys are only going to catch 10 of them, but there's other people there who might catch those other three individually. They don't catch all 10, but they'll catch the, you know, the balance somehow. So then that Rav has reached his shleimus. Anyway, this is why Chazal said, that's why for the Shechina to rest in Klal Yisrael, there needs to be a minion. Either a minion of 10, sometimes the Chazal tell us, rivavos, you need whatever, 22,000. The different numbers Chazal give us, whatever this thing in the middle, this cloud, or laftafka cloud, there isn't always clouds, but whatever the thing is that Hashem uses as a thing in between us, I don't know more exactly what those other things in between are. If there's no cloud, we know not every Navi had a cloud. I don't know exactly what the other things in between are, but whatever those things in between are, so generally when Hashem wants to give a Shefa, a good thing to the Jewish people, so for Hashem Shechina to rest there, so there has to be that the thing coming out will reach its target somehow, to at least someone. Again, this in between that's between us and Hashem has to come from its potential to actualizing, and it has to give off its hashpa to someone, whatever it can. And because when you have a lot of people, so different people have different strengths, and they'll be able to receive that hashpa from Hashem. That if these guys aren't around, then the whole thing doesn't happen, because Hashem won't send this shefa unless there's people around to receive the whole thing. And therefore, you need a lot of people around. So therefore, Amr Maseno Zal Shekol Misha Inu Osik BePiri VeRibya. This is why he's saying, Chazal say that whoever doesn't help, whoever doesn't work on Piri VeRibya, on making more people, however you, well, let's say Shiduchim, whatever the case is, Garim L'Shechina SheTistarak Mishael. You cause the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. How is it that not making, helping with Piri VeRibya makes the Shechina come or leave? So he says, based on what I just said, says around, it makes perfect sense. Because you need more people. The more people you have, the greater hashpa you can have. In other words, when you have so many people around, Hashem can send a greater level hashpa because it'll find its match with someone. All the pieces will find its match, then you can have that higher level thing. And the fact that Chazal said sometimes you need a minion to have for the Shechina to rest, sometimes Chazal say you need 22,000, it's clear from there that not every Hashpa that Hashem says is the same. Some obviously are lower level Hashpas where you only need 10 people, and for a higher level Hashpa you need more people, 22,000 or whatever, thousands more, maybe 600,000. So you see that whatever the different Hashpas that Hashem send are not equal. And therefore, this proves what I said originally, that the mila, the greatness of a group of people is greater than the individual. Even if that one person is a really, really big tzaddik, it's still better a mass of Jews. And this gets back to what this drasha started with. Therefore, Moshe was telling the Jews, then Hashem, Moshe was saying, look how great you are, Jewish people, that I did one sin, Hashem would not forgive me, and you guys in the Midbar sinned a million times, Hashem forgives you. That's because the Jewish people as a whole are on a greater, are more chashev than even one individual tzaddik. Okay, again, most of what we did today is kind of on the esoteric side, but next time we'll continue with more standard stuff.